She and I have something in common I will tell her about in a second. There is a great podcast called She Got Game, Inspiring Women, Inspired by Sports on Audible. And she joins us right now on the Adam Gold Show. Here's what we have in common, Bonnie, before we start talking about the series.
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
You and I are both graduates of the University of Maryland.
You're a Terp?
I am a Terp, yes.
I'm not going to ask you what year, because then you're going to ask me what year, and people don't need to know.
You're
that.
Young. You are younger than I. I am 1988.
Okay. So we're pretty close.
No way. I don't believe that for a second.
No, we are. No. But here's what we have in common. I was just speaking on another station about how we were there during the dark days.
Yeah.
Well, you were 88, so you were there to see the tail end of Lenny Bias.
Yes.
I was there 2 years after Len Bias, unfortunately, passed away. And then the entire athletic department was thrown into tumult because Bob Wade, our basketball coach, got nailed for all the NCAA recruiting violations, which just had a ripple effect, not just on the basketball team, but on the entire athletic department.
Yep.
So when I speak fondly about how the 2002 championship where Maryland won it all was probably my favorite memory as a broadcaster, you understand that, like, I experienced the dark days of Maryland basketball. To see them reach the pinnacle was just awesome.
You know, it's interesting. Bonnie Bernstein is joining us, and I don't want to go down this too far because we have other things to talk about, is that it impacted campus life. Because I, living in Ellicott Hall, by the way, Scott Van Pelt lived two floors above me on Ellicott Hall.
Did he?
Yeah, Scott and I knew each
other. Did you know him?
Yeah, Scott and I were, we didn't hang in the same group, but we knew each other pretty well in College Park.
Awesome.
He hung at Bentley's and I hung at Santa Fe Cafe.
If you could get into Santa Fe with a fake ID, God bless. that was the place where you legit had to be either 21 or had like a killer ID to get by. And I work there. So in order for me to get a hostessing job at Santa Fe, gave us a book of fake IDs we had to memorize, and we got tested on it or else we wouldn't get hired.
Wow, that's very good. By the way, the Friday free wings thing, what a scam.
Yeah.
Well, you had like
totally.
To wait like an hour and 15 minutes for like 8 scrawny wings.
But it was worth it. You're a hungry, starving college kid. Free wings, take them.
No question about that. But campus life changed so much in the wake of Bias's death. So I lived on campus for one more year. I lived on campus for 3 years. That my junior year, because he passed away after my sophomore year. My junior year, it was like in many ways being like in prison. They were so protective of everything. Security changed in all the dorms. Crack, there were constant patrols. I mean, it really, I should probably stop this whole thing right there. Because I don't want to give away too much of my college life. Let's get to She Got Game. Because I want to, and I know I've looked at the guest list, whether it's Layla Ali or Chelsea Clinton or Sean Johnson, Amy Trask, who I follow on Twitter, and she is a dynamite follow for NFL stuff. And also, you know, I will just call it a civil rights issue of women working in sports. These are all fascinating people. But before we get to that, can I ask you about Caitlin Clark? And
oh my gosh,
to watch, to me, she's Steph Curry. And she's this version of Steph
Curry.
She's
got love from Steph Curry, too. So you know you're doing something right if you're getting social media love from Steph.
So what are your thoughts on, I mean, she might be she's the story of the NCAA tournament.
She's the story at the perfect time. I'm going to say she's the only story because what Dawn Staley's done at South Carolina, I think they've won 42 straight dating back to last year and 36 this year and have two bigs at 6'7 and 6'5 who you just cannot penetrate on the low blocks. So,
right.
I mean, there's that. And the Iowa-South Carolina semifinal coming up may break the ratings record for all of female sports. But Caitlin's timing could not be better because I think, Adam, when you look at things on a broader scale, there is a sustainable women's movement in sports that is continuing to become more and more visible. If you look at attendance, it's up across the board. If you look at ratings for women's sports, it's up across the board. If you look at the amount of investment that distribution platforms are making to acquire the rights to showcase women's sports, that's up. If you look at the number of brands that are getting behind women's sports in a meaningful way, and at the league level, the team level, and at the individual athlete level, when we started talking about NIL, nobody was thinking, oh, yeah, Caitlin Clark, the Cavender twins, they're going to be inking these huge NIL deals. But what's the why there? And the why there is, when you look at the research, women engage more powerfully, more impactfully on social media than men do. So when you look at, hey, I'm going to go out and get an athlete and do an NIL deal, and we're going to, Olivia Dunn, the LSU gymnast, we're going to leverage her social media platform. If you have an understanding of their audience, and that is the audience you want to reach, there's no better way to reach that audience than through a female athlete. And so to get back to your original question about Caitlin, yes, she is transformative in every single way. It is a wonder to watch her. If you're not a women's basketball fan, just do it, because if you are a basketball purist and you watch the way she plays, she is as fundamentally sound as any player you will find. But Caitlin's ability, in combination with what's going on a broader scale in women's sports right now, is really palpable.
Bonnie Bernstein, a legend, joining us here on The Adam Gold Show. She Got Game, Inspiring Women Inspired by Sports on Audible. It's a 10-part series. You mentioned, you know, how, I guess, commercially attractive the women's sports has become. The ACC now has basically a title sponsor for their major women's sports. Ally is the ACC's title sponsor. And the Women's European Soccer Championships. I mean, I'm a soccer fan. I call it football, but the Women's Euros did massive numbers, not only in terms of television in Europe and even in the United States, but also in terms of attendance. They sold way more tickets to that than they even believed that they would. I think that that's the next frontier for televised sports.
100%. And women's soccer has really been football soccer. if you're a football purist, you call it football, and we call football American football, and yes, all of that. But women's soccer is really leading the way. When you look at the gender equity suit that they won, and so now the women's national team is getting the same amount of money and resources that the men's team is. But the reason why they won that suit was because there was an undeniable... there were undeniable data points that spoke to attendance, ticket sales, merchandise sales, and the overall success of the women's national team here in the States versus the men's when it comes to winning World Cups, winning gold medals at the Olympics. So soccer is the gold standard. But you mentioned Ally, and Ally really is at the forefront of the brand space when it comes to supporting women's sports. Why? Because Andrea Brimmer at Ally, the company's CMO, she played soccer at Michigan State. She knows exactly what the She Got Game series is all about, Adam. She knows about the power of women's sports, about what we learn, the life skills we master as athletes, and how we are able to parlay that into professional success. And so because Andrea is a byproduct of Title IX, she's in a decision-making position at Ally. They have decided that over the next 5 years, they're going to do a 50-50 spend. They're going to equally spend on men's and women's sports. And I know they're a big ACC sponsor. They're also a big NWSL sponsor. And they basically went to CBS and Paramount, where the NWSL broadcast their games. And they said, look, you want our money? You're going to put the NWSL championship on primetime on the mothership. And sure enough, for the first time ever, the NWSL championship game was on CBS in primetime. And you need people who pull the purse strings to be a proponent of women's sports in order to see sustainable change. And Ally is one of those companies that's really leading the way.
It's awesome to watch. My son is he's like a brand new basketball fan. And that is one of my missions, is to force him to watch the game as the women play it and understand just how great they are. Because, you know, we get it. Like, the highlights that we see sometimes are like Brittany Griner dunking. Like, that ain't it. That ain't it for me. right? Yeah. It's watching Caitlin Clark do what she does. She is one of the best basketball players in the entire world. Give me one thing about the podcast series that struck you as you were doing it, as you are putting it together, before we have to say goodbye.
Well, I wanted to find a different way to celebrate Title IX beyond showcasing the athletes and the game changers. And what I learned through this research from Ernst & Young, about 94% of women in C-suites having a background in sports, the light bulb went off. And I said, this is going to empower me to tell stories about the power of sports in a different way. So, yes, you will know who Layla Ali is and Sean Johnson is, because these are world-class athletes who have parlayed what they've learned through sports to achieve professional success. You know who Chelsea Clinton is. You probably know who Aisha Tyler, the actress, is. But you probably don't know that they played sports and they tell stories about how their experience as athletes has empowered them to achieve success in their industries. And then you have badass industry women like Amy Trask, the only woman to serve as an NFL CEO, like Sheila Johnson, who is the first female black billionaire who played tennis and broke the color barrier as the first black cheerleader in Illinois history, who, oh, by the way, is also the only woman to have ownership stakes in three pro sports teams, in the Wizards and the Capitals and the Mystics. All of these women have the common bond that they achieved incredible life skills that have enabled them to achieve extraordinary professional success. And what that allows your listeners to do, whether you're a girl dad or a girl mom or female athlete, is to understand that, yes, as athletes, we all want to win championships. But even if you're not a championship caliber athlete, what you will learn through sports is the reason why you should play as long as you possibly can, because there's just no substitute for the leadership, the teamwork, the self-confidence, the accountability, the resilience that we learn as athletes that will propel you to success in life.
So says a four-time All-American gymnast at the University of Maryland. Well done.
Academic All-American, but we'll take it.
Okay. Well, either way, you were a gymnast, and that's...
Yes, I was. I mean, I have the scars to prove it.
I'd fall off the balance beam just looking at it. Bonnie Bernstein, I appreciate your time. She Got Game, Inspiring Women Inspired by Sports on Audible.com. Go check it out. 10-part series. I thank you so much. Hopefully we can talk again down the road.
That's awesome. And Adam, by the way, if in the event you're not an Audible subscriber and you want to check it out, you can get a 30-day free trial. All of the episodes are between 20 and 30 minutes, so they're super snackable. If you like, please rate and review, because these things are very important in podcast land, but I just really appreciate y'all listening.
Hey, thank you very much, Bonnie. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam.